Let's get started with our Conservation Matters segment sponsored by the Pew Environment Group. And on the phone with me is Ms. Jennifer Renix. Jennifer, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming on. Haven't had you on the show for a long time. You are the Federal Policy Director, new title, by the way, for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. All right, it's new to me. You might have known for a while, but I didn't know that. And Jennifer, you got a plane ticket to Copenhagen.
I do indeed. A lot of your listeners may be aware, it has certainly been in the news a lot in the past few weeks, but there is going to be a very large international gathering in Copenhagen, Denmark, next month, where leaders from approximately 190 countries are gathering. This is part of the United Nations climate negotiations that has been ongoing since the Earth Summit in Rio back in 1992. So this has continued, and folks meet every year or every other year, depending on the cycle. And so this is the next upcoming one.
All right. Well, this is very exciting. And there's actually going to be a lot of people from this area going. I know I'm sure there's plenty of people from South Carolina going, from a lot of different conservation groups. You're going. Other people from Southern Alliance for Clean Energy going?
My executive director, Dr. Stephen Smith, is going, and I'm going. We're going, I guess you would say, sort of for a two-part angle. We are certainly interested in the congressional delegation leaders that are going to be coming as part of the federal advocacy and outreach work that we do. It's pretty likely, although not guaranteed, that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham will be going. He has certainly begun taking a leading role in climate and energy talks, and so there is discussions that he may go, and others from South Carolina may attend. And then, as you say, there will be literally thousands of people from the region, as well as the world stage, conservationist advocates, business leaders. There are a lot of business leaders from the United States going over, advocating for some strong progress in climate negotiations. So, we're going to go and be a part of it all.
All right, well, very, very good. Now, recent reports have indicated that we shouldn't be expecting any major breakthroughs in Copenhagen because, I guess, the United States and some of the other major countries just aren't ready to get ink the final deal.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, it was just over the weekend. President Obama, as you know, was in Asia this past week as part of the Asia Pacific summits, and several of them collectively announced that there was not time. The United Nations has very specific deadlines that have to be met when you are creating a treaty and very detail-oriented process. And so since those deadlines have not been met yet, I mean, literally things would have already been in place by now, even though we're still several weeks out, the hope was to not have a failure or any loss of momentum for this, and so instead to set sort of a lower bar of politically binding agreements, but not treaties. So, you could say it's a little bit of semantics, but there will, I hope, certainly be vigorous discussions and debates that go on and help push this further down the road.
All right. Well, and that's the key here. Just because there's not going to be a final deal that everybody was hoping to get to doesn't mean that the momentum cannot continue to build with all the discussions and networking that can go on there.
Indeed. And in fact, one could say that you may actually build greater momentum for both the international negotiations, which of course need to continue, because Kyoto, which the United States still has never signed on to,
that's too late now.
The only country in the world that never did sign on to the Kyoto Protocol, but that is set to expire in 2012. So there are certainly international deals that are still on the table and need to be discussed and agreed upon. But here in the United States, of course, we have our own work cut out for us, and we are also working at both state and federal levels to come to some agreements on reducing carbon emissions and increasing clean energy sources.
Right.
So hopefully this momentum will build in both cases.
All right, Jen, you mentioned that we never did sign the Kyoto Agreement, and you're saying it expires in 2012. Does that mean that there are still things that we need to do, maybe to get on board on the Kyoto Agreement, or are we just going to simply say, we're just going to wait until we get a Copenhagen, or, well, it won't even be Copenhagen now. It'll be something else.
Maybe Mexico City.
Maybe Mexico City.
Well, I am not an expert in international policy discussions like this, but it is my understanding that because Kyoto is phasing into the next stage, and because there were, as both the Bush administration and the Obama administration have cited there are some irreconcilable differences for how Kyoto was originally framed, despite the fact that the United States were some of the lead negotiators in framing it. So it is a bit ironic. I don't think people are going to throw any weight towards getting on board something that is sunsetting, if you will. But I think the hope is that the United States will show up, which would certainly be a change from how some negotiations have gone, where the United States has either barely shown up or at times we have shown up as an obstructor, really. Yeah. So we need to show up, but we need to do more than show up. We need to be there, and we need to be critical negotiators, and we need to help really move this process to come up with something that works for both the developing and the developed nations. And as I said, that's not my expertise, and that's not where I've spent a lot of my time, but we don't have any hope to lead abroad if we're not leading at home first. And we have, you know, a spotty record, I guess we would say, here in the United States on leading with climate action plans and renewable energy here.
All right. As an aside, don't you know Copenhagen, all the folk there are just ticked off that we're not going to have a major agreement, so we can't refer to it as the Copenhagen Agreement.
That's right. It was like an Olympic bid, you know. They wanted their city to be the one. Well, in all seriousness, though, that's part of why Copenhagen was awarded. You know, it rotates all around the world. A year ago, 2 years ago, it was in Bali. You know, it goes to different places. And Copenhagen is an absolute head and shoulders leader in clean energy and renewable energy that they do throughout the country. They have some remarkable platforms and economies going right now, which that's part of why my organization is going. You know, in part, we're there to track what's going on internationally, but on the other hand, we're there to take some of the tours to some of the offshore wind farms, and they are doing innovative stuff with rechargeable batteries and electric cars, and so there's a lot going on, and we're hoping to see it in action and be able to relate it back to the southeastern United States so that it's not some pie-in-the-sky, abstract international negotiations, but it's what could be happening in South Carolina and in the Southeast right here, right now, because we have offshore wind potential. We have renewable batteries, rechargeable batteries. You know, we have the capability. We just haven't put it into action yet.
Now, if Senator Graham, in fact, does go over there, he'd be the guy you'd want to grab to take the look to the wind farms and things.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of work going on right now. A group that Southern Alliance for Clean Energy has worked with in the past, the American Wind Energy Association, and there are certainly lots of other groups, are working to put together tours. There's going to be tours of something called combined heat and power, where, you know, these plants and even whole communities use heat as a waste product to become heat to heat the homes, and so there's going to be tours of these various things, and we will strongly encourage any members of the congressional delegation who come over to be a part of those and take advantage. So
it'd be nice
do what we can.
It'd be nice if some of our state legislative leaders or constitutional officers would actually do that type of thing also, because that's really where we're lacking in South Carolina with leadership.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, I think it's going to be critical that we see this at all levels. It is not simply a federal issue. It is not simply a state or a local issue. There's a point in time for all of this along the continuum. And we just saw a brand new report, in fact, that came out about a week ago, that was released by an organization called American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. That's ACEEE. Mm-hmm. And their brand new report looked at, you know, what would happen with South Carolina's energy future if we really went after energy efficiency as the first fuel and not an afterthought. And that just shows you right there, we could certainly have federal policies that would incentivize this, but the state and local governments could be taking a much stronger hand in saving consumers hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars over the years in terms of energy efficiency.
All right. And you mentioned Senator Graham, and he's going to be in the upstate meeting with Secretary Chu here shortly?
Yeah. This is fairly recent news. As you know, Greenville University, Clemson University, based in the upstate, has an institute called the International Center for Automotive Research, the ICAR. Mm-hmm. And they have been doing a lot of innovative work and research there over the years. And so they're partnering up to present. It's actually going to be a series of two events. There's going to be one on November 30th and another on December 8th. And these are invitation-only summit roundtable gatherings of faculty, staff, and community leaders, business leaders. And the idea is really looking at building intellectual capital here in South Carolina and in the Southeast for a green economy. What does that mean? What would it mean in terms of jobs? And so it's very exciting that a cabinet secretary and a United States senator will be there side by side with someone from GE Energy, who you know is based in the upstate of South Carolina and does produce wind turbines there. So that's going to be an exciting event, and that's coming up in just 2 weeks.
All right. Well, and that'd be hopefully right before Senator Graham gets on the plane to go to Copenhagen.
We hope, yes.
Yeah, maybe you'll be sitting beside him on a plane.
Maybe. Have a long time to chat with him then. It's an 8-hour flight.
He may not want to sit beside you. Let me sleep. Come on, Jen. Let me sleep. Okay. All right. We got about another minute. What else is happening we need to know about?
The one thing I would say about Copenhagen, if anybody's interested, is this Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, we're going to be blogging during the whole series of events, and
Neat.
We're also going to be doing a webinar for members and mm-hmm. allies and advocates and business leaders, and so all that information is going to be available on our website, which is cleanenergy.org.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd love to help people follow us while we're there, but as I said, for the bigger picture, not simply the negotiations that are happening right then and there, but the bigger picture of the economic impacts that could happen in our state if we really got serious about implementing this clean renewable energy. So we're going to try our best to bring it home from the international stage and make it relevant for right here in the Southeast.
Very good. And what's the time difference?
Time difference is 6 hours, I believe. So we'll have a lot of our stuff happening in what will be the late afternoon, early evening for us, and that will be sort of mid to late morning here.
Oh, okay.
So that'll work well.
Very good. And dress warmly, what?
We're going to be standing at the edge of the North Sea in December.
Okay,
yeah,
I get the picture.
I think we'll be wearing lots of woolies.
Oh, Jennifer Renix, thank you so much. The Federal Policy Director for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Have a great time, okay?
Thank you so much, and we hope y'all will follow us online at cleanenergy.org with this.
Very
Thanks,
good.
Frank.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye-bye.